I have been thinking over the past and trying impartially to judge of the right and wrong. I mean, with regard to myself. I must believe that I was right, much as I suffered from it. That I was perfectly right in being guided by the friend whom you will love better than you do now. To me, Lady Russell was in the place of a parent. Do not mistake me, however. I am not saying that she did not err in her advice. It was, perhaps, one of those cases in which advice is good or bad only as the event decides. And for myself, I certainly never should, in any circumstance of tolerable similarity, give such advice. But I mean that I was right in submitting to her, and that if I had done otherwise, I should have suffered more in continuing the engagement than I did even in giving it up, because I should have suffered in my conscience. I have now, as far as such a sentiment is allowable in human nature, nothing to reproach myself with, and if I mistake not, a strong sense of duty is no bad part of a woman's portion. I hope in time you shall forgive my friend for her advice.
Not yet. But there are hopes of her being forgiven in time.
Good.
I trust to being in charity with her soon. But I too have been thinking over the past, and a question has suggested itself. Whether there may not have been one person more my enemy even than that lady. My own self. Tell me if, when I returned to England with a few thousand pounds and was promoted into the Laconia, if I had then written to you, would you have answered my letter? Would you, in short, have renewed the engagement then?
I would.
Good God. You would. It is not that I did not think of it or desire it, as what could alone crown all my other success. But I was proud, too proud to ask again. I did not understand you. I shut my eyes and would not understand you or do you justice. This is a recollection which ought to make me forgive everyone sooner than myself. 6 years of separation and suffering might have been spared. It is a sort of pain, too, which is new to me. I've been used to the gratification of believing myself to earn every blessing that I enjoyed. I have valued myself on honourable toils and just rewards. Now, I must endeavour to subdue my mind to my fortune. Now, I ask you again, my dear Anne, will you marry me?
Of course, my dear Frederick.
Then I shall be happier, far happier than I deserve.